Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future with a savings plan from Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Now, with many children returning to school this week, the Gardaí have issued a statement to all parents to exercise caution when sharing images of their children online. To tell us more is Detective Sergeant Paul Johnson of the Garda National Cyber Crime Bureau. Paul Johnson, you're very welcome to the programme. Why the advice or the warning, Detective Sergeant?
Thanks for having us on, Cormac. I suppose at the end of the day, there are two primary rules within the Garda National Cybercrime Bureau, the investigation of major cyber crimes. And the second is we provide a computer forensic service to our colleagues in cases such as murder, harassment, online child abuse. And during those examinations, we've noticed that one of the primary methods that abusers would use is that they browse the internet, they browse social media profiles, looking for images, looking for posts, looking for content that they can use to gain confidence as far as the children is concerned or their victims are concerned. And very often it's an innocuous little image with, say, for example, the number of a house in it or the registration of a vehicle in it. Or it might be taken in the sitting room where the photographs, the family photographs are behind.
So how would they use that then?
Gives
so,
an in.
Yeah, so, well, so you post in. A very innocent looking picture and there's a picture of or a photo of Nana or Papa or whatever in the background. What happens then?
So what had happened in that case is that an abuser might go online and I see you posted a photograph of your Nana in the background. What's your Nana's name? How old is she? Where do you live? And it leads on to a further conversation. It's all about getting confidence. And all these individuals are browsing social media profiles to find one that they think they might be able to get a conversation started with or somebody that they're interested in, whether it's an adult or a child.
So what is your advice in post the most, and I don't say this kind of facetiously in any way or to make light of the advice because it's obviously good advice, but how should you be careful about posting photos then, in your opinion?
There's nothing wrong with posting a photograph of your child. Parents at this stage are rightly proud of their children their first day at school, and they should be posting the images, but just a few little precautions. So if you put a picture of the child taken outside the front of the house, use one of the online photo imaging or photo editing tools that are available, such as Paint, and blur out the number of the house, blur out the registration of the car. If the school bag that they have has a name tag on it, blur it out. The same with, say, for example, the crest on the school uniform, and put the image up. Put the image up as well at the same time on a private platform. If you're on social media, don't broadcast it to everybody. Broadcast it to your family and friends. They're the only ones that really want to see and really should see the photographs of your child on the first day at school. Those kind of simple little precautions.
Mm-hmm. And is it your fear then that an awful lot of people in the excitement of the moment, and as you say, parents rightly proud of their children, and it's an exciting time for the child as well, snap, post, done. There's no real consideration being given here.
I think people are very proud, as I said, of their kids, and they're putting these images up and they want to put them up. And they may not be aware that their social media profile is public, that everybody can see the images. And once it goes up online, it's permanently online. So take those little precautions. Check in, first of all. Like, can say, for example, on the likes of Facebook, when you go to put an image up, it asks you, where do you want to post it? Do you want to post it privately? Do you want to post it to your wall? Where do you want to post it? Check that. Okay. Check the geolocation imagery. In other words, does it say where the image was taken? Are you tagging somebody else on it? Be just simply careful about what you put it up. Put it up by all means, but blur out any information that could identify either your child, where you live, or who they are, school that they go to.
I think it's some real simple safety advice which could save you and your child, I think, an awful lot of trouble. Detective Sergeant Paul Johnson of the Garda National Cyber Crime Bureau, thank you very much